They say that necessity is the mother of invention. But inventors can't just invent money. That's why last week, four Utah universities held their second annual Speed Teching Showcase, with the aim of pairing new university-produced technologies with potential investors. The University of Utah's Brian Ritchie set up the event for me.
So we invited 120 investors, and we had about 70 that are here right now. And what we've done is we've got 15 technologies, and each person representing that technology takes 120 seconds at each table, after which we then move tables, and the presenters move from one table to the other until they're finished.
Here's a sample of the kinds of technologies that the various university reps were pitching.
We're going to take the electricity that comes from the solar, the wind, and the help from the geothermal, and we're going to use it directly in the home. Fine, that's typical. But what we're going to do uniquely is store that electricity.
I'm here to pitch a technology for University of Utah, which is called stretchable electronic circuits and sensors.
Just the most powerful, natural, and beneficial antioxidant combination known to man.
And the best thing of all, we believe that we can produce this power plant for under $11,000.
And that's just a taste of the new technologies featured, which ranged from high-tech and medical innovations to an active desk for idle office workers, and even a Dutch oven with a removable handle so that it doesn't get too hot. I sat at a table with Ted McAleer, executive director of the Utah Science, Technology, and Research Initiative, and a founding member of Park City's Angel Investors Network. McAleer said that the event gave him the opportunity to more quickly review potential investment opportunities than is normally possible.
Yeah, I mean, the Park City Angel Network screens five companies per month after getting about 15 business plans per month. And so this is an opportunity to see an earlier stage technology that might be worthy of a screening meeting at the Park City Angel Network.
The Speed Teching Showcase, which was held on the top floor of the Zions Bank building with incredible temple views to boot, mainly featured innovations that are in their nascent stages. For the various university technology representatives who attended, the event is a platform for conceivably launching new products. Here's Brigham Young University's Dave Brown.
We have a technology that can teach computers to recognize objects consistently by learning the same way that a human learns. What that means is object recognition, the kind that major corporations are using in manufacturing right now, can be cheap enough that you and I could use them for consumer-level uses. All right, well, the coolest thing from a consumer perspective is we know that about a year from now, Google Glasses are going to be commercially available. Then there will be alternatives, too. How cool would it be if you could walk into a store and say, I'm looking for a can of tuna, and somewhere off in the distance there is one, and the software recognizes it and says, walk over there.
Ted McAleer of the Park City Angel Investors Network said that the event was a good introduction to burgeoning innovations and that it would lead to more in-depth conversations.
I saw four or five technologies that are intriguing enough to spend some time with the inventor or with the person that was pitching, but it's tough in 90 seconds to make a definitive decision, so I'll probably meet with five or six of them here afterwards.
For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.